Okay. First, I want to thank Pastor Richardson and Grace Baptist for the blessings they have been in my life. As a Christian, you need encouragement. And it's always encouraging to know that believers somewhere care for you and they are praying for you.
Yes.
It encourages you and it makes you strong. It's true we need to depend on God for everything, but God has chosen His people to stand by us. And Pastor Richardson has been a very, very faithful friend. And Pastor, yesterday, Pastor preached about the yoke. He's a yoke fellow. We fellowship together, and I thank God for him. And thank God for this church. They have helped us. I'm a native African. And I want to thank God that one day, somebody left this show to come to my tribe. And he had only one burning zeal to win my tribe for Jesus. And in the process, he won me for Christ.
Amen.
And got me saved in Africa. And I always say this. He's given me the best of all life. Salvation is real. Salvation changes life. And salvation gives a blessed hope. Now, watch this poor African. One of these days, I'm going to walk the street of gold. Oh, yes. Yes. By faith in Christ Jesus, that's my hope. And he's the one I'm trusting. And I know and believe it will come to pass. Yesterday, Pastor asked me if I would speak. And I said, no, right now I haven't prepared for any message. But when I, this morning, my devotion, God used this book. Hey, this is, God speaks through here. God speaks through here, the Word. The Word of God is about time we get here. God speaks to us. And this morning when I woke up all alone, I turned into the pages of God's Word and God spoke to me. And I want to share with you what God, how He spoke to me. I touched my heart. How I sum what God wants me to do this morning is the life that counts. What life counts? We come to church, we hear God's word, we call ourselves Christians. Does your life count for Jesus? God's not interested in what we say. God is not interested in what we do, but God is interested in the life we live as His children.
Yes.
Does our life, do our lives, do they count for God? You as a Christian, does your life count for God? My life, does it count for God? That's what I want to speak on. I believe every Christian ought to have one goal. If you're a child of God, you are born again, you ought to have one solid goal, and that is to live for God.
Yes.
See, Satan is very deceptive. Satan is very cunning. He will bring you to the house of God. He will bring you to sing. He will bring you to talk Christian talk, but don't live for Jesus. He won't let you do that. He will use every means at his power to keep you from living for Jesus. And you know what? That's the cream of Christianity. The prophet. When you live for Jesus, then you can have the blessings of God. But when you don't, you won't. This is why our Christian experiences had been without blessings. It's not exciting because we are not living for God. God is not manifesting Himself through us. But a life that counts for God is a life that is well lived for the glory of Jesus Christ. So, while Jesus was here, He said something. He Himself. First, when He was born, Jesus gave us His real purpose into this world. Why He came. True, He came to seek and to save that which is lost. But how did He do that? Let's go to Luke chapter 1. His mission. Luke chapter 1. Turn to Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1. I want to read one verse. In the Gospel of Luke chapter 1. Please, I want you to see it. Luke chapter 1. Verse 79. This is His purpose. To give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Listen to me. Jesus' purpose is to deliver those who are in darkness. Americans, you don't know what darkness is. If you're in Africa, in the jungle, where you see the demonic power of Satan, you know what darkness is. I was in darkness. Pure darkness. With no hope. On my way to hell. Do you know who brought this man to light? Jesus. Jesus. He brought me to light. The missionary who came didn't tell me how good America is. He didn't tell me how educated I have to be. He told me about Jesus. And that turned my darkness to light. It works all the time. And as Jesus came, in John chapter 9 verse 12, say, I am the light of the world. The world is in darkness. Everywhere. In Africa. In America, the world is in darkness. And it is only when the world is brought to know Jesus that the world can have light. The light of the world is Jesus. And when Jesus left, in John 9:12, He said, I am the light. But when He left, after He had given Himself, those who believe in Him, He said, ye are what? The light. Amen. Ye are now the light. I am the light. If my life counts, the life that counts will portray the light of Jesus Christ into the world of darkness. And Christian, this is our duty. And Paul was a Christian after Christ. After he had been saved, brought to the light, Paul says one thing I want us to hold. I want you to go to Philippians chapter 4 verse 1. Philippians chapter 1. Please, chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1. Please look at what Paul says. The book of Philippians, chapter 1, verse 4. I want to read it. Philippians 1:20. I read. This is Paul speaking. Philippians chapter 1, verse 20. It's here I want to read. He says this: according to my earnest expectation and my hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also, Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by what? Death. Listen, if we know what it took Christ to brought us to the light, if we really know it, what it cost him to bring us to the light, that should cause us to live for him. Christians, I'm talking about practical living only, not for ourselves, not to please anybody, but to please God who saved us. As a Christian, am I living for God? No hypocrite living. Not living for people to pat my back, but living only for Jesus. Am I living? That is the life that counts.
Yes.
Am I living for him? Now, Paul says, since he purchased me, since I belong to him, I will magnify him, I will live to magnify him in life or in death. May God help us. And God and Paul, this did bring you back to my devotion, how God spoke to me this morning. Four ways God lived. And we should ask ourselves, are we living that way? If we are not, then we are not living a life that counts for Christ. A life that counts for Christ will manifest four things. That's where we are today. Let's go to it. Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. Please look at this carefully. My devotion this morning, I read Philippians chapter 1 to 9. And I have a devotion book I go through, Daily Bread. If you have Daily Bread. But what Daily Bread spoke about is not how God spoke to me. I got that. But one verse stood out. After I read, God just hit me with that word. Then I started asking myself about the life that counts for Christ. And that verse is verse 9. Philippians 4, 9. I read. Philippians 4, 9. I read. Those things which ye have heard, both learned, both things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do to me, for a person to stand, what you have learned from me, what you have received from me. Are you listening? Four things: what you have learned from me, what you have received from me, what you have heard from me, and what you have seen in me. Do that. Can we say that? Can I say that? As a child of God who is to show light of the world to the world, to bring the world to Christ, can I stand and say, what you have learned of me, what you have received of me, four things. What you have seen of me, let me read it again. What you have learned of me, what you receive of me, what you've heard and seen in me, that's what I want you to do. Can we say that? Until that is said, the world can never be captured for Jesus. We can't reach them for Christ. My life, anybody who come in contact with my life as a Christian should learn that this man belongs to Jesus. I don't have to teach him anything, but my life should be the Bible he can read. The Bible he can read to point to me and say, from this life, I've learned there is God in heaven. From his life, I've learned what God looks like. They may not read our Bible. We are the one they will read. What can they learn from you as a child of God? If the world cannot learn anything about God who saved you, you are not living a life that counts. A person who came to America is like you. He left the luxury, the comfort of America, came to the jungle of Africa. When I saw his life, I learned of Christ. I learned of Christ. That changed me. What can people learn from you? It's a question you can solve in your own heart. When people see you, they see you, you carry the Bible, you call yourself a Christian, what exactly can they really learn from you? May God help us. We sang a song, "Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me." Can people see the beauty of Jesus in us? May God help us to reveal something the world can learn about the beauty of Jesus in our lives. And the second thing he said, I continue the second things, chapter 4, verse 9. He said, not only learned, but received. I like Paul. He said, what has been given to me, that also, what I have received, that also I give to you. Listen, we owe the world something. Every one of us, we owe the world something. Now, until we give that to the world, our life does not count. You know what we know the world? Jesus. You've received him, haven't you? Give him out. I'm here because somebody gave him out. Give me Jesus. You owe the world something. When Paul said, I'm a debtor, he got it right. We owe the world. What we owe them, Jesus. Not until we give it out, our life doesn't count. Everywhere we go, Jesus should be given out by the way we live. Let them see Christness, and they want him. Years back, a Muslim saw me in Africa. I rented a house to start a church. When I was winning the people, the man got annoyed. He threw me out of the house. And he thought doing that he would scatter the people. He didn't. So, another Muslim saw me. He said, you, this man, I don't know what you believe. But every day, I'm a Muslim, 4 o'clock, in the sun, you carry that book and put it here, and you start going about. And I've been watching you for 4 years, every 4 o'clock you go out. I don't know what you believe, but show me you believe something. But I do not know what you believe, but I know you believe something. So he sent me, the man gave me a land. He himself gave me a land. But I said, I took the land, but I told him, Elijah, I don't want the land. God, I'm serving, wants you. He said, I know you believe in something, and you are telling me what you believe. But you know, I've been a Muslim for a long time. I can't change. I said, it's not you who can change. The man can change you.
Yes.
Jesus can change you.
Yes.
I said, he changed me. Yes. You know, I'm an idol worshiper. Like, you know, I'm an idol worshiper. And you know how we worship our idols. But he changed me, so he can change you. Elijah, show me. Show me how he changed you. I gave him Christ, and Elijah got saved.
Amen.
Jesus is still in the changing business. If they see him in our lives that we have received, they will also receive him too. Learn, my life should portray people to learn about Christ, to receive Christ through me. God help us. If we don't do this, no matter what we are doing, we are failing. That's the life that counts. Paul said, I'll magnify Christ, whether in life or death. He said, learn from me. Received. And he said, and heard what you have heard. What have heard? What are we preaching? What are we preaching? Faith cometh by what? Hearing. And hearing by the word of God. Those of us who hear the word of God every day should manifest the power of the word of God in our lives. And when we do, people will hear what we are saying. Listen, no matter how much you preach, if your life does not back it, it won't work. It will not work. Let them see a change in your life. You don't have to witness. They will ask you why the change.
Yes.
Then you have authority to speak God's word. Praise the Lord. You remember the man preaching here, the blind man that met Jesus. The people say he's a sinner. And they say, hey, whether he's a sinner, I don't know. But one thing I know, once I was blind, but now I can.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
They noticed the change. How did it happen? He told them, they want to argue. He said, now testify against me. You knew I was blind, but now I can what? See. Can you? What argument?
Oh, yes.
Shut your mouth. Change life. Change life. Change life. A life living for Jesus will shout people down. They will listen. And then he asked them, do you want to believe him too? The man asked them. Yes. May God help us. And lastly, what you've seen in me. What would seen in me? I had a lady in my church. It's called Madame Maria. The real name is Olakpeju, Yoruba name, Olakpeju. She's 83. And when I baptized her, when I wanted to baptize her, he said, change that name to Maria. Mary. Maria means Mary, the mother of Jesus. He brought a blessing into my life. Jesus came through her. I want to remember I won't worship. I'm worshiping Jesus, but God used Mary to bring her out. I'm not worshiping Mary. I'm worshiping Him.
Amen.
So her name is Maria. And then he came to me one day, said, "Pastor, I cherish what Jesus had done for me. You know how we used to sacrifice animals for our idols? He sacrificed himself for me. Dead completely for me. What can I do for him?" I said, "Mama Mary, live for Jesus and let people see Jesus." He went, he cried. He left my place crying. "Live for Jesus." He said, "Okay, Pastor, I want to. But can Jesus help me live for him?" I said, "Yes. He's giving you the Holy Spirit who will strengthen you and help you to live for Jesus." And Mama Maria went away to her house. He led 8 people to Christ. And all they say, "We've seen Christ in her. We've seen Christ." Where? In her. And Paul said, "Whatever you've seen me do, what you've seen in me do." Can we say that, Christians? This is practical Christianity. It's not theory. What can people learn from your life? What can they receive from your life? What can they receive from your life? And thirdly, we said, what can we hear from your life? Your life speaks so much that we cannot hear what they say, what you say. What do they hear? Your life, how does it speak? And third, what do they see? And after I read this morning, I saw how I feel God. And I knelt down in that hotel and I said, "God, you got to help me. I failed you." The sincere confession from God. And I said, "I need your help. The world haven't learned much from me. They haven't received much from me. They haven't heard much from me. They haven't seen much of you in my life. I want to be with Paul. For me to live, I want to show Christ.
Yes.
So that death will begin for me.
Yes.
And I want to magnify him in my life." Christians, God is depending upon us to touch the world of darkness. He's done all that is needed to bring the world to Christ. He died. Ours is to live for him. So that the world through us will come to know whom? Jesus. Thank you, Pastor.